Well, hello everybody, and welcome to day 8 of our Advent Bedtime Bible Stories. Today's story is called Climbing Up. Are you ready? Let's read. Abraham's son, Isaac, grew up like all miraculous, wonderful children do. And he had a son named Jacob. And Jacob was a struggler. One night, during his travels, Jacob lay down on the ground and looked up at a black blanket of stars, and he dozed off into dreams. Jacob dreamed of wonders, that from his hard bed of earth, right up to the starry heights of heaven, there was a long, long ladder that stretched on and on, the way things can only go on and on in dreams. And angels, blazing angels of light, were going up and coming down this ladder in Jacob's dream. This ladder stretched on and on from earth right up to heaven. Now, a ladder that reached all the long way from heaven to earth would be impossible to climb and climb and climb, except people really do keep trying. Not during dreams, but during the day. People keep trying to do enough good, climb enough steps, haul up enough rungs to finally pull their whole weary selves all the long, impossible way up to heaven. But the thing is, we live in a fallen world and we have a tendency to fall, especially off imaginary ladders. Yet, have you seen or heard that this is the dream that comes true? The real amazing dream is that there are no ladders to climb. Ever. Because Jesus comes down to get you. Jesus himself explained Jacob's dream of the ladder that goes on and on and on. You will all see heaven open and the angels of God going up and down on the Son of Man, the one who is the stairway between heaven and earth. See, Jesus doesn't just come down to show you the steps you have to take to get up to heaven. Jesus comes down to make himself into the steps to carry you up to heaven. Everybody else may tell you the steps you have to take to get better. But Jesus is the only one who becomes the step to take you there himself. Because he loves you already, just as you are. Jesus doesn't wait for you to be good. He comes to be with us who are having very awful, miserable, no good days right now. Jesus comes to carry us who are feeling mad and bad and sad and anything but glad. And he left heaven to be with us who feel left out. Jesus comes to us who seem to get every step wrong. He becomes the step just to get us. Jesus came from heaven to be with you in your hurt. What if every time you looked at a Christmas tree, you could see it? How every Christmas tree looks a bit like a ladder. And Jesus is your ladder. And he wants to give you the gift of letting him carry you up, no matter how far down you have fallen. I wonder what it means that Jesus is a ladder for you. Well, that's the end of our story for tonight. So night night everybody, and sleep tight. We'll have another story tomorrow.